Muenda, Soweto, Amanko, Muenda, Muenda, Halo, Direct, Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Akastoma, Zipiango, Akastoma, Zipiango.
Tika Titika, Musafin Verena Quare.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Ombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Combo with Ombon Radio News. Copa Combo at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumban Radio.
Poor infrastructure at Paundi Community School worry parents. In African news, the two victims are rescued from a near drowning experience at Baggies Beach in KZN. In African news, the two victims are rescued from a near drowning experience at Baggies Beach in KZN. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Learners at Paundi Community School in Luingu District are learning under challenging conditions as they attend lessons in a dilapidated grass-thatched classroom. The school, located about 10 kilometers from Luingu Boma, has long struggled with poor infrastructure, a situation that has worsened with the onset of the rainy season. A leaking roof forces learners to sit through lessons in wet and cold conditions, posing health risks and disrupting learning. In an interview with Kumban Radio News, a school head teacher, Captain Mulenga, says the poor infrastructure has affected PP's attendance and has appealed for urgent support to improve the school's facilities. Paundi Community School offers classes are up to grade 5 and has only two teachers are limiting effective learning.
Because of we don't have proper infrastructure, so because of this, we need the infrastructure that is, we don't have desks, and even the CDF cannot provide desks because of we don't have proper infrastructure. So because of this, we need the infrastructure that is permanent, which can help and even can increase the attendance of these pupils.
Ina mona pia na kwa wana wewe subale ikala nomba pa kumo kubokota to akwata hello kai ndi CDF ya di sato adita kwa apply mikuiviri tapabo bo asona ngumo.
Meanwhile, parents and guardians, including Jennifer Mwila and Salome Katongo, have raised concern over the safety risks posed by the structure. The community is now appealing for urgent intervention to address the infrastructure crisis and ensure a safe learning environment for learners. And Luingu resident Innocent Kolala, who has contributed 15,000 kwacha towards the project, has questioned the lack of CDF support for the initiative.
Oh, ubwajana tukwata sana kubana abanono aba. Elo tuleka bilo kuchaba abanono na abafula pano panche ndebenga sambirira nombe misambirire yakaenda naye asya. Pantu kuri imfula ile baloka omo bale sambirira. So na abakiru okutibenga sambirira. So nombe chichi ande kibasambirira mwechi. Tata akabungu kile abana na mumana ma desk umutamudi. Na fiance tamudi. Baleka afipati vumbi lyoto bapanga.
He ensured that he has brought down to the constituencies
monies which are supposed to be utilized in such kind of activities. But this is a situation where money for constituency development fund, which is supposed to be utilized to such kind of activities, it is only being used for certain individuals to their own.
Government is set to install solar power to 4 administration blocks and the provincial administration in Central Province at a total cost of 2 million kwacha. Provincial Permanent Secretary Miuna Mwana Kampwe says the initiatives are aimed at keeping public services running smoothly, despite a load shedding will see solar power installed at the provincial administration in Kawe, as well as in Mumba, Mukushi, Serenje, Chibombo, and Chitambo districts. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Mwana Kampwe explains that the provincial administration will be fitted with a 30 kVA solar system, while the district administration blocks in Serenje, Mukushi, Chibombo, and Mumba will each receive 20 kVA installations. Dr. Mwana Kampwe stated that the newly built Chitambo District Administration block has already been connected.
We are very gracious to Mr. President, through Secretary to Cabinet, Secretary to Treasury, that we were piloted. After this model, we were piloted that we should be the first province to solarize provincial administration, to solarize district administration. And we were given how much money, if you like. We were given 2 million to solarize provincial administration alone. We refused to solarize provincial administration alone. We said we will look at the cost. And that cost, we looked at each other in the eyes, challenged that we go out of our ways. Provincial administration with 30 kVA, we have solarized at less than 1 million. 4 district administration, Serenje, Mukushi, Chibombo will be solarized. By Thursday next week, Mumba will also be solarized within.
Nyimba Town Council has resolved to take a legal action against all Constituency Development Fund CDF loan beneficiaries who have defaulted on repayments from 2022 to 2025. The decision follows the issuance of demand letters to 100 beneficiaries who were given a 21-day ultimatum to clear their outstanding loan balances. However, the council says none of the beneficiaries complied with the notices within the stipulated time frame. According to the local authority, even beneficiaries who had entered into repayment agreements failed to honor their commitments, resulting in continued non-remittance of monthly loan installments. Nyimba Town Council Public Relations Officer Miriam Mosiku says the persistent defaulting has negatively affected the CDF loan revolving fund, limiting access to the facility for other deserving members of the community. Ms. Mosiku charged that in order to safeguard our public resources and ensure accountability, the council has resolved to institute legal proceedings against all defaulting beneficiaries.
Decision follows an issuance of demand notices to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, granting them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle all their outstanding loan balances. The local authority regrets to note that none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame. Furthermore, beneficiaries who entered in 2 payment plans with the local authority have failed to honor the agreement repayment charges. As a result, beneficiaries have not been remitting their monthly loan repayment installments. This situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program.
Cooper Belt Province Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has warned gangs that are terrorizing people in communities that the police would deal with them with full force. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Yui says the police will handle gangs legally and they have already set a plan for them. He said that a few days ago, 14 gangs were rounded up with several suspects, mostly minors who were picked up in the Mufrila district. He added that now peace has been restored in the district. He said the gangs that are terrorizing the communities are young and can easily be stopped by police. And Chifubu Ward Councillor Evaristo Banda said residents in the ward are not free because